This is Stacey McKibben with the Master Communicator Podcast, where CEOs, senior leaders, and C-suite executives share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best leaders know how to share their ideas concisely and quickly. Let's jump right in. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell us who you are and what you do.
I am Kevin Sternegel with SBIS Financial Consultants. We design, implement, and manage executive benefit plans, primarily focusing on key talent retention and incentive plans and deferred compensation plans.
That's amazing. So I'm sure over this time period, you've seen a lot with kind of the COVID and the pandemic and seeing how companies have been evolving and changing and trying to retain those quality employees, huh?
Very much. Right now, with people having more time on their hands, they're seeing if the grass is greener and polishing the resumes. And it's very important for employers to keep their key talent on board.
Absolutely. So now's the time for this discussion. I'm excited to have you here today. So sounds like you're really passionate about securing key talent so that the business doesn't get derailed, right? I mean, that's imagine that's got to be a key element of that strategic plan. So if someone leaves a job early, what does that mean financially and logistically to the business that's trying to exit?
So we align ourselves closely with exit planners and consultants. And when a business is on track for some sort of exit plan and they lose key talent, it potentially can derail that plan. In the least, it will affect the time frame. And it's not a one-to-one time function in terms of, we know that there's a cost function, a time function of replacing key talent, training them up, getting them back to where the company was. We have to basically make up that lost time and the lost revenues also. So it's not a direct one-to-one time function of recouping that lost time and lost revenue. We know that exits are based on the valuation of the business at a liquidity event, and moving that needle back to where it was before the talent was lost is important.
Well, and I can imagine, I mean, we all talk now about how losing key employees is just so expensive in terms of the time, energy, and money to get them back. I can only imagine that if you actually have a plan to exit, that they take all that intellectual property with them as well. And that's just another value element that's no longer there for the business.
Yes. I mean, again, this plays an important role for highly specialized, highly trained employees, such as engineers, architects, doctors, things of this nature, that it is, the labor pool is not as large for those types of individuals.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I'm curious then, what strategies do you recommend to retain key talent?
So typically there's two types of retention plans in the marketplace. It's sometimes called golden handcuff plans. Mm-hmm. They can either be funded through equity or through cash. And the equity funded plans are typically either through real or phantom equity. And the cash is what it sounds like. It's a cash bonus structure in a restricted type investment vehicle. Both have pros and cons. The pros of the cash funded are there's no dilution of ownership at a liquidity event, but there is operating capital required to fund the plan. The pros of an equity funded plan is there is no operating capital through the life of the plan, through the funding portion of the plan, but there is a dilution of ownership at the liquidity event. So both have pros, both have cons.
Are there any other strategies that we should be keeping in mind, or those the two main ones?
Those are the two main ones. We can oftentimes tie in qualified profit sharing plans. Those are the two main functions of a true golden handcuff plan.
So then how do you know which one's right for you? I mean, as you think about it from a business owner perspective, how would I choose?
It's really a case-by-case scenario. Oftentimes it is the resources the company has to offer. If they can even afford to allocate operating capital to a plan of this nature, it's a time frame, how much time they have before the exit. These plans should align with the desired type of exit and the time frame for exit of the owner, or they're really not serving their purpose. The equity funded plans can be on a short time frame, while the cash funded plans typically are a longer time frame. There's also an equity funded plan has to be attached to a company that is marketable and ultimately sellable. If you're not gonna be able to have a liquidity event or through an M&A transaction or similar exit, an equity plan really will not be attractive in the eyes of the key executive that you are trying to retain. And they have to buy into it. They have to believe the company's marketable and sellable.
Exactly. You know, I'm sure in their mind, they have to be want to be a part of that future as well. So it needs to be, and I think, an interesting trajectory for them. Otherwise, it feels like bad handcuffs, not golden handcuffs.
They have to be, for an equity funded plan, they are going to be more entrepreneurial in spirit. They have to, you know, kind of put on that business owner hat, understand that it's not quite as tangible. They're not going to be getting annual statements. They're not going to see contributions going to the plan and interest being earned in the plan. It is truly beneficial in the growth of their future interest in the company. So they are typically more entrepreneurial in spirit.
That would make a lot of sense to me. I'm curious, actually, are you able to do both? Can you have both the cash funded and the equity funded plans?
You can do both. These are non-qualified plans versus qualified plans are referring to 401k, profit sharing plans, your household name plans. These are what's called non-qualified. So they do not have a risk of governance. We won't go into a finance course at this point in time, but, technically you can have both. I will say it does complicate things. We don't see that too often. Usually the owner decides what is best, a best fit for the size of their business, his or her exit objectives. But we have seen times that an owner will offer both to a key employee and let them choose. In that case, there is a chance that there's more than one key employee that they may, one may choose equity, one may choose a cash funded plan. And all that really does is it doubles the management time spent, really on our team more so that, you know, the employer, to understand who's involved with what plan. They are all standalone plans for each executive involved.
That's pretty cool. I mean, at least then it gives you some options and some flexibility to be able to meet the needs of the people you're trying to retain, which I think is kind of one of the key outcomes here.
Right? Again, it goes back to, you know, you may have a younger, more entrepreneurial spirited executive that likes the equity idea. You may have someone that's more focusing on retirement that wants the more tangible cash funded plan that they can actually see their statements. They can see how it's tracking and they can put that towards their ultimate retirement plan.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. But you get me thinking, that word handcuffs, I can imagine sometimes makes people a little squeamish, golden or not, right? I'm curious, how do you approach the key employee with this? Is there, you know, something that you should be mindful of, things to say, definitely not to say, you know?
When presenting this and structuring this, we really have the owner, the employer put on the executive hat. It really has to be perceived as a true benefit for the executive. This is a retention plan. The goal is to protect the owner from losing key talent before an exit. But it has to be identified as a benefit for the executive. And if they don't find it, frankly, painful to walk away from, it's really not a benefit. And so, yeah, the term handcuff can be scary. It can intimidate the employee saying, well, what are you doing? You know, I'm not signing any kind of contract. They understand that they can walk away from this benefit. But again, they want the employer wants to make it attractive enough that it's painful, that they have to really think hard before they do walk away from this benefit, that they can get out of it at any point in time, and also make it more challenging for competition to court and successfully cherry pick your key talent. So that we do need to put on the, when myself and the owners are talking, we need to put on that executive hat to make sure that what the owner may feel is very generous. Does the executive agree with that?
Details, schmetails, Kevin. Right. To me, everybody's got to be in agreement. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out today to kind of share some of these insights with us. I'm curious, if somebody wanted to reach out and find out more or introduce themselves, how might they find you?
So my website is sbisfinancial.com. Best number is my direct number, 760-419-0477. I'm always available on that number. Or my email is just kevin@sbisfinancial.com. All those email and phone numbers are on my website. So I appreciate this. This has been great. Thanks, Stacey.
Well, I hope you do come back and join us again. I love to have people back on as repeat guests, and then you can, you know, spout some more wisdom for us. That would be awesome.
I would love to. Appreciate
it. That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate it. And this is Stacey McKibben with the Master Communicator Podcast. For more ideas and insights, please do go check us out at www.concilioteam.com. And we look forward to seeing you again next time. Take care.